Start off with the, I'm going to give you sheets here, in case you don't have, I'm not sure. Three sides, two pages. So we start off with the Shulchan Aruch that taught the halacha. It's found in Hilchas Chol HaMoed. By the way, the third parak of Moed Katan is all about Chol HaMoed and about Avelis. It's kind of lumped together. It's mostly about Avelis, but there are some halachas about Chol HaMoed. So the very beginning talks about shaving during Chol HaMoed. So we learn something out from the fact that you can't shave. The Mishnah tells us in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis there are a few exceptions of those who may shave, which implies that everyone else cannot shave. So what's the reason why you can't shave? So before we look at the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch has this interesting formulation. He writes, Mitzvah legaleach be'erev yamtif. There's a mitzvah, there's a key mitzvah to shave on erev yamtif. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. And so the Prima Gadim says it doesn't make any sense. If you look in the Gemara, in Moed Katan, there is no mitzvah to shave. The idea of shaving is so you shouldn't look ugly. So you shouldn't look like a menuvel. That's why. But not that's a mitzvah to shave. And we'll see there's a nafkamina in a second. So let's just look for a second at that Gemara inside in Daf Yudal and Aleph. The Gemara writes, this is the first piece of the Gemara here, six lines down from the top. Vishar kol adam, other than those who are allowed to shave during Chol HaMoed, my time asurin. Why is everyone else who doesn't fall into the category, those who were not traveling from overseas, those who were not in jail, those who were released from the menuda, everyone else can't shave. Why? Kedetran, the quote of Mishnah, the Mishnah appears in Maseches, in this Masecht, no, this is in Tainus, as follows. Anshe Mishmar v'Anshe Maimed. What's Anshe Mishmar? So the Kohanim were split up into how many Mishmaros? Anyone know?
24.
Number 24 happens to be a very, very big number. What? I don't know. Very good. That's going to be the new answer. Okay, good. So now, the number 24 happens to be, just as an aside, a very important number in the Beis HaMikdash. There are 24 Matnos Kahunas. There are 24 different gifts that the Kohanim receive. They receive Chuma, they receive Zerah L'Chaim Mekeva. The 24 are listed. There are 24 different groups of Kohanim. 24 is a number that reoccurs in the world of Kadshim. So there are 24 groups of Anshe Mishmar, and that means each, if you knew your week, a certain Mishmar would work 2 weeks a year. So 1 week, it could be like in January, or let's say Nisan would be 1 week, and then Tishrei would be the second week that you would work. But there are 24 groups of Mishmaros, of Kohanim, and they would have particular weeks that they would work, and they would be off the rest of the year. So during their Mishmar, and also Anshe Maimed, they had a counterpart. There were also Yisraelim who would go to the shuls and lane from Maisa Bereishis along with the Mishmar. They had these groups. So the week of, I forget the names of the Mishmaros, I forget the names of them, but one of them would be during Nisan, so there would be a counter group of Yisraelim who would lane Maisa Bereishis during that same week. So what would happen? They would start on the Matzah Shabbos, would be the beginning of the week, Sunday. Really, Shabbos was the changeover. So they would start the week, it would be a full week of working in the Beis HaMikdash. So the halacha is, asurin l'saper u'lechabes. They are not allowed to get haircuts, nor can they get wash their clothing during the week. U'bechamisha mutarin mipnei kavod Shabbos. But Thursday, during their mishmar, they are allowed to get a haircut and wash clothing. Why? Because of kavod Shabbos. So why are they allowed to shave and cut?
They're already in the mishmar at this point?
They're ready in the middle of the mishmar, even though Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, they can't shave, they can't wash clothing. Thursday they're allowed to because of Kavod Shabbos. Now, as a side point here, the Meiri points out, what about Friday? Is it better to shave on Thursday or Friday? You would imagine Friday would be better. So the Meiri writes, Kol Shekain, on Friday you'd be allowed to shave. That's even more Kavod Shabbos. But with regards to washing clothing on Erev Shabbos, the Poskim actually say you shouldn't wash clothing on Erev Shabbos. Why not? Maybe dry, you said, I mean, not dry necessarily. Was it Takana though?
Tzarcha Shabbos should be on Friday, and that's why you have to concentrate on Bishul and everything on Friday and Thursday should be Kavisa.
Exactly, because if you're going to be doing laundry all Friday, you won't have time to cook and do everything else. So when it comes to washing clothing, Dafka Thursday, not on Friday, but as opposed to cutting hair, that can be, and perhaps even better, closer to Shabbos. So that's the Anshe Mishmar. What's the reason why? Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Elazar, my time, what's the reasoning? Why do we say you can't shave Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? Because if they know they can't shave then, they'll make sure to shave Matzah Shabbos before they start their Mishmar. That's why it was a guarantee. It was really a Isser that they created. It's not really Isser for them during the week. They just created that Isser just so to make sure, to ensure that they shave, they enter into Mishmar looking presentable. So that's what's with regards to Anshe Mishmar. Hachanami. Here's when he finished by Hachanami. Kedei shelo ikantu leregel kishem unuvalim. So by us as well. If we're allowed to shave Chol HaMoed, how many people, I got so many questions this year, not so many, but I get over the years, Chol HaMoed, I don't have time all year, I want to build something during Chol HaMoed, I'm off from work, am I allowed to? Can I do this during Chol HaMoed? I've got more time. You have more time during Chol HaMoed when you're off. So people might say, I'll shave on after Yontif, on the first day of Chol HaMoed. I'm too busy Erev Yontif. I'm finishing up tying last, open ends in work, I want to get things done, and I don't have time to cut my hair, get a haircut. So they said, we don't want that to happen. We said, you can't get a haircut Chol HaMoed. And certainly during Sfira, you can't get a haircut until later on unless you're holding the second time period. But so therefore, they said, don't get a haircut during Chol HaMoed just to make sure you get a haircut before and to avoid looking manuval, looking ugly and all disheveled coming into Yontif. So the Prima Gadlan says, it's not a mitzvah to get a haircut. It's just really to avoid nivel, not to look inappropriate. You had a question, Raisa?
Yes, I just say, get a haircut Erev Yontif. It's like in a backwards way of doing it. You're saying you have an issur then. So put a mitzvah in place, put an asis, so to speak, in place. That's Erev Yontif to get a haircut. Rather than saying you can't do your qualified.
Right. So I guess this was really putting a siag, a safeguard, to ensure that it happened, which is, I think, where the Shulchan Aruch is coming from. What do I mean? Prima Gadlan says, where do you see in the Gemara here a mitzvah? You ask, why doesn't it say there's a mitzvah to get a haircut? It doesn't say that in the Gemara. Where is the Shulchan Aruch getting this from? There's a mitzvah to get a haircut in Erev Yomtev. So I think perhaps it was intuitive that of course you should get a mitzvah before getting before Yomtev. We should look presentable. It's covered Yomtev. But the Chacham understood that mitzvah to get a haircut required some insurance. They understand Jews. They understand people. We're lazy. So if I don't have a chance at Erev Yomtev, I'll shave during Chol HaMoed. So they wanted to strengthen the idea. Meaning, I think as a given, there is a mitzvah to get a haircut. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us. They added something in addition to that to just strengthen that we will fulfill that idea of a mitzvah to get a haircut on Erev Yomtev. That's what I think is perhaps the understanding of the Shulchan Aruch. But reading it at a very surface level, there is a machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Prima Gadim. Again, Shulchan Aruch says you should all get a haircut to Erev Yomtev. I don't know about you, I will never go to a barbershop on Erev Yomtev. Mm-hmm. I shave my beard, yes. Trim my beard, yes. But I will never go to, it's not my style. I need time. I have time during the week, so I go on a random Wednesday when no one's there at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I need my time, fine. I can never go on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yomtev. But Shulchan Aruch says, Dafke Erev Yomtev, there's a mitzvah to get a haircut. Prima Gadlan says, no, not true. Just don't look disgusting. So if you got a haircut 2 weeks ago, as long as you don't look like a manuval, that's still fulfillment of coming into Yontif in the proper way.
And I believe if you did shave before Yontif and your beard grows very fast, you still can't do it on the
correct, that's true. So let's go now. So there's a nafkamina between the Prima Gadlan and the Shulchan Aruch. Look at number 3. How close to Yontif should you really cut? So Shulchan Aruch says Erev Yontif is ideal. The Piskei Tosfos. Piskei Tosfos. Anyone know where the Piskei Tosfos is found? We look at the end of every Masechta, right after the Hadrons. There's something called Piskei Tosfos. My Masechta here is Piskei Tosfos, and it has in this Maigadon there are 146 Piskei Tosfos, and what it is a little note of the Halach L'maisa that's drawn out from every single Tosfos. So in Daf Beis here, the first one's found in Dal Amud Beis, Os Aleph is a certain halacha about concept in Zerayim. So every Masechta has a Piskei Tosfos that quotes the bottom line from each Tosfos. It cuts out all the questions and answers, and this is the Halach L'maisa. So what the Piskei Tosfos writes, so how close to Yontif should you get a haircut? So he writes, it should be 3 days. That kishein giluchal erev yomtif elishloshim yom kodem einen nikker dilechavod haregel gilach. That's a very important line. He says if it's more than 3 days that you got a haircut, it's not recognizable. The guy trims his beard, 3 days later already grows and you don't have that freshness anymore. It has to be within 3 days. So you don't have to dafka do it erev yomtif. It could be within 3 days.
But he says, shaving, or it's also
a very, very good question. So he doesn't. They don't really distinguish. So I think it applies to both. They don't seem to distinguish that I've seen. We saw Rav Moshe talk about the beard. It sounds like people understood this as to be the hair. I think they're referring to. I think the hair.
Well, later on, he talks about Aaron, and they talk about his beard.
They talk about his beard as well. He's bringing a proof that there's an intent to shave the beard as well. But I think the starting off point was certainly the hair. And then the question is, does the beard also require trimming?
Right.
So,
He says, let's stop there and we'll go out. He has, like...
Right.
Yeah.
Right, and histapir typically means a haircut, and gilach really normally refers to shaving the beard. I didn't think there was a distinction. If you look in the Tosus, I'm not going to read this inside, but there's an interesting Tosus here on Yudalad. He's talking about giluach harosh. So he's talking about the head. So you do have... They would also probably shave their entire head, like the Hasidim do as well. That might also be, you could shave, even though many of us cut the hair, giluach can also be applicable to the head. Okay. So we see from Tosus either way that 3 days is considered close enough, and he uses the language of kavod harego, which already is different from the Gemara. The Gemara said nivel, you shouldn't look disgusting, but he said no, dafka kavod harego, to show honor, which is more like a mitzvah legaleach b'erev yantif. The Premier Gadim says no, that's not the shir. You could do even more further than 3 days away. Number four, the Premier Gadim writes, v'nivel lohave ki im shloshim yom dumya de gadol pera. That no, 30 days. You could get a haircut the day after Purim, and you could be yotzei this din. If it's less than 30 days, says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Premier Gadim, it's not minival anymore. Less than 30 days. Where does he get the concept of 30 days from? What's that Gadol Pera referring to? Anyone know?
Is it referring to the parosh and miparua?
Of what?
Of who? The Kohen.
Not the Kohen. Not just also connected to it, but the Kohen. We're going to learn Parshas Emor. One of the Yisurim of a Kohen is he's not allowed to enter into the Beis HaMikdash with his hair grown long. What's Gadol Pera? We learn from Nazir. Nazir, we know, is how long is a Stam Nazir? How do we know Shloshim Yom?
Gematria.
What's a Gematria, remember? It says Yihyeh. So Yihyeh, it says by Nazir, Yihyeh is Gematria 30. It's one of the places we have a Gematria in the Gemara. So it's 30. So Stam Nazir is 30. And the Gemara has a Gezer Shava. We learn Nazir. We learn Kohen from Nazir. Just like Nazir is 30 days, so to a Kohen hair who grows 30 days or longer, there's an Isser to enter into the base of Migdash. So that's Nivel. 30 days is called Nivel. That's called too long. You don't need to do 3 days. If you cut your hair 29 days before Yantif, you fulfill this requirement. So that's a huge nafkamina.
What happens if your hair grows after 20 days or 10 days?
It's a great question. I never saw it discussed here. But I would imagine, based on the Gzeirat HaKasuv, 30 days is called, that's it. Anything less, even though you have got hair that grows long, that's not, it's an objective measurement, it seems. Good question. I haven't seen it discussed, though.
If you look at anybody coming out of Shloshim after 2.5-3 weeks, they're already not so clear looking.
Right. Well, from the beard or the head?
Yeah.
The head, I'm not sure the hair necessarily.
The
depends.
Beard, right?
We'll see in a second. Depends how short.
Well,
if a person doesn't have a beard, and then he grows a beard, obviously it's going to look different.
Right.
So, but in terms of the head, we'll see in just a moment, it might also depend on how close you cut your hair in the first place. That also might be... So either way, that's a huge nafkamina of when can you fulfill this mitzvah. Shulchan Aruch says, Dafke Erev Yomtif. Pishkei Tosa says, within 3 days. And the Prima Gadim says, you've got 30 days to cut your hair. That's what I do. To be honest, my hair doesn't grow much anymore. I got my haircut for Pesach 2 weeks ago. I wasn't willing to wait in line a week of Pesach, so I got mine 2 weeks ago. It still doesn't look so long, I think. So hopefully Erev Yontif was presentable. But that's according to Premier Gadim. You don't have to really wait to the week of Pesach. Now, the Shaar Tzion makes a very interesting point here. Shaar Tzion says that it all really depends on what type of haircut you got in the first place. Gets a guy get an afro, and he gets a haircut and trims it, so he still doesn't look presentable afterwards because he still has an afro. So if you cut your hair, let's just to assume, let's say you shaved your hair, and to use some numbers to make things clear. So let's assume, you know, you get a 1. A 1 is like, you know, you get your hair very low, it's like a 1-week-old growth. That's what, like, the length it's considered. 1. Let's assume right now numbers correspond to weeks, even though it doesn't really. And a 2 is considered you got your hair short enough, but it's what the hair would grow after 2 weeks. And a 3 would be what you would have after growing 3 weeks. So a guy goes, you know, a week, for like me, got 2 weeks before Pesach, you got a 3. So now my hair is what the length of 3 weeks would grow. Now, by the time I got a haircut 2 weeks ago, though. So Yontif comes, it's 2 weeks later. So according to the Primer Gadim, I got a haircut 2 weeks ago, less than 30 days. Isn't that good? Ms. Shartian says no. Because since my hair wasn't shaven to the skin, it was really 3 weeks, even though it was a new, fresh haircut, it was considered 3 weeks long. Now adding 2 weeks to my 3 week hair really is 5 weeks long, and that won't be a kiyum, says the Shaar Tzion, of cutting 30 days. It has to be the total length of your hair by the time Yontif comes has to be less than a typical growth of 30 days. Hopefully that makes somewhat of sense. So that's all according to the Shaar Tzion, that we get haircuts using scissors.
That would mean every haircut has to be down to the scalp, essentially.
No, it has to be that the length of your hair has to be, by Yontif starts, has to be less than what it would grow during 30 days. So even though I got a short haircut...
Right, I understand that. But so that means that none of us, let's say, who have, or those who had, when we I still had hair, then what my regular haircut would have been, which was a 10 at best, I mean, it was a scissor haircut, wasn't it? Or whoever still has that would be a manuvel according to the Shatzia.
I was saying if you had hair that was a little bit longer.
Dominic has regular hair. Right. Well, none of... Right. Well, Nisha has a little bit of regular hair. So, you know, but, I mean, when we were young, when I was 30, before it all started...
It's a good point. I hear
it. So then that would be called according to that.
Right. So it's a good question. It means that Moshe and Yishai have a nice full head of hair, and the hair is longer than my hair will ever get to. So like they right now have, for what I would have of 30 days growing, they already have right now after a nice fresh haircut.
Right.
It's a good question. So I don't know. I'm sure you guys keep your haircuts, enjoy your hair as you have it now.
Right.
I'm sure it's still keen on what's going on here. It might depend on what your normal hair length would be based on. That might also be the standard. Fine.
He's really saying that, you know, like later on he says that there's pieces of hair coming out this way and that way on the beard or whatever, and that's really what he's talking about, is when it looks like it's...
I didn't see that inside. You saw that inside? I hear what you're saying, meaning you get an afro, let's say a haircut like that, it looks nice and fresh, and then when it starts growing, you know, disproportionate to each other, that's when it's recognizable. Yeah, it could be. I don't remember seeing that, but it could be.
Right.
Oh, that's where you mentioned it?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I think you're right now that you're mentioning that. Now, the Pisgei Tshuvos has something interesting here. The Pisgei Tshuvos writes that in his Manenu, now he's really writing amongst the Hasidim. It's not really true amongst all of us here necessarily, but we're there to use shavers and go down to the skin. Right. So then he says you could get a haircut 3 weeks before Pesach in Shavuos and Sukkos, and your hair's not going to grow back to a long enough length, and you could also be fulfilling the mitzvah. In the end of the day, what comes down to it, you should look presentable for Yontif. What exactly the shear is, as best as possible, make it close to Yontif, as close as you can. Now, the Rav Moshe has two interesting points here he mentions in the tshuva. Up until now, I assumed we were talking about the cutting of the hair. We discussed what about cutting of the beard. So he says cutting of the beard as well is also actually part of the kiyum of kavod Yontif. It's part of the same din. So he gets into an interesting side topic of whether there's an inyan to cut the hair in the first place at all. He quotes from the Arizal, and of course he acknowledges and very much respected the Arizal, that one should not cut the beard ever. But at the same time, he brings a number of proofs that this does not seem to be the practice. Amongst the Hasidim, it certainly is. Amongst the Mekubalim, it certainly is. But amongst us, the Ashkenazim, and amongst the Sephardim, this is not the case. This is not how we pass. There's nothing wrong with it. Those who want to certainly can. But most people, he say, even those who do grow beards, do trim the beards to make it look nice and in order. So he brings a fascinating Rashi in Gemara and Krisis. Those who are doing Daf Yomi, you'll see in today's Daf and Horios, actually, Mamish today's Daf, is talking about the Shemen HaMishcha, the oil that Moshe Rabbeinu used, also appropriate for this week's Parsha as well. It's all coming together. Yeah, he'll come down the Zarakon, he'll come down the beard, and the Gemara describes how when he would speak, he'd be Mesapeh, he would talk, and like the beads of oil would go up and down his beard to the Rosh, like bounce up and down as he would talk. They were hanging on his beard. And the Gemara has a discussion. Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned that maybe he put too much oil on. It's going to be a violation of Me'ilah, getting Hanav from Hekdesh. And he said, not to worry, Moshe Rabbeinu. You did it what you're supposed to do. And Aaron was concerned, maybe I'm even violating Me'ilah. I'm using too much oil. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, based on the Pasuk, in the end of Tillim, of Shevetz Achim Gam Yachad, you quoted that Pasuk about the Siyim, right? So the Pasuk of the brothers, just Moshe's not violating Me'ilah. Aaron's not violating Me'ilah. Fine. So Rashi is a girsa in Krisus that when it says misaper, it doesn't mean to speak, it's really mistaper. When you would get a haircut and cut his beard shorter, the oil would go up to the top, so he wouldn't cut off the oil. So I don't know if it implies that his whole life he had the oil, you know, beads hanging on his beard. But what the Rav Moshe proves from that Gemara, that Rashi in Krisus, and again today's Gemara in Horios, that Aaron got a haircut. According to one girsa, he trimmed his beard. So he wanted the proof from there that this wasn't a long-standing minug that people didn't cut their hair forever. It was a new thing from the Ariza, which Ariza brought down from certain high places, but it wasn't necessarily applicable to the entire world. And therefore, he encourages everyone to also trim the beard, l'chavad yom tov. Those who do cut beards should certainly trim it for chavad yom tov, just like they cut get a haircut.
Is chavad yom tov, is it like close to chavad Shabbos? Is there more of an issue for chavad yom tov?
Interesting.
Because if we're talking about haircuts, then
we'll have to get haircuts like once a week.
Right.
But if it's Kavod Shabbos, if it's
right,
if it's talking about Gevuah,
exactly,
Kavod Shabbos is
right. It can't be. It can't be that, because then we would get a haircut every single week, and the only person who's required to get a haircut every week is who? Anyone know? Kohen Gadol. Melch has a mitzvah to get it every day, and then a Kohen Gadol every single week. Why every single week? Because the mishmar changes every single week, so he's part of every mishmar. So he's got a new mishmar. He needs to start with every other Kohen. He needs to get a haircut because it's a new mishmar each and every single week. So only he has the obligation to get a mitzvah, not because of Shabbos though, because of the mishmar. So you see, there is no Indian of you should look presentable, but not Indian to dafka get a haircut erev Shabbos. You should look presentable. You should wear nice clothing. There's an Indian of ksus nakiyah on Shabbos to wear clean clothing, but not necessary to get a haircut every single week. So then the Mishnah Berurah, rather the Rav Moshe has a second discussion here, a fascinating discussion about people with long hair. Do they have to get a haircut before Yontif? And he says that having long hair is fine. It's people.
Is that what he is?
No, this is talking about if you have like long, to grow hair long, not to have hair that, I guess it could be a similar case. If someone has a little longer hair than mine, I was imagining talking about like long hair, like hanging down to the shoulders. But in Echanami, if a guy has hair that's a little bit longer, he says he does not need to get a haircut. He can let his hair grow long because that's how he wants to wear his hair. That's considered presentable for him in a ponytail, however he likes to wear it. Now, I found this fascinating, the fact that number one is you don't have to trim and get a haircut if the hair is so long. Number two is that he even allowed person to have such a long haircut. Why? Because there's a Mishnah Berurah. I didn't put this in the Mar Makomos. I forgot to double check it, but I'm pretty sure. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Hilchos Tefillin exactly that it's a chatzitza. Person has long hair, it's a chatzitza it could be anywhere. I think even underneath here, even under, because it's going to be, number one, it's a chatita. Number two is, if you ever, like, you know, it's been 5-6 weeks since you got a haircut, at least for me, sometimes you feel like it's a little shifting a little bit. The yeah. Tefillin doesn't hang, it doesn't sit well. It's you have a nice head of hair. Maybe you're
no, but I'm saying it doesn't hang in the front.
I think
it's the limitation
yeah.
Is just on the front.
I thought it's a whole area, but I could be wrong. I didn't double check this. But either way, there's an Indian of having the hair long, whether in the front or the back or all over. It could serve as a chatzitza. Rav Moshe doesn't even address that part. He says you're allowed to. And number two is the Mishnah Berurah, I believe, says it's called gaiva to have long hair. Is that correct? Remember that? Did he say gaiva also? I think he says gaiva also to have long hair. But Rav Moshe doesn't acknowledge either one of those points and says one is allowed to have long hair in general and doesn't need to cut the hair before Yontif. Ah, don't we have a mitzvah of a Kohen before he enters into the Beis HaMikdash? He can't have long hair. You can't have hair grown longer than 30 days. So for the Kavod HaMikdash, so how come we allow you to enter into Kavod HaRegel with having long hair? Two different inyanim. Kavod HaMikdash has its own set of rules, and Kavod HaRegel has its different set of rules. So regarding Kavod Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen needs to cut his hair. It can't be 30 days or longer. And during Kavod HaRegel, there's no such inyan. You can have long hair. If for you that looks presentable, then that's considered presentable in a kiyum of Kavod Yantar.
Somebody said, you know, you have a halacha issue because you have a chatzitza, because your peis are here and they're thick, and so the straps of the tefillin are going. But I had also understood like that, but I thought the chatzitza was only over right. Here, not where the straps right. Go.
It could be. I'm wrong. Okay, so then let's go through number 8, the last page here. When on Erev Yontif, so right now, ideally, as Shulchan Aruch says, one should get a haircut in Erev Yontif if he can. So he says that Erev Yontif, bein kodem chatzos, bein lacher chatzos, you can do this whether before noon or even afternoon, even close to Shabbos, or Yontif rather, you can get a haircut. Levad ner Pesach, with the exception of Erev Pesach, the osir listaper lacher chatzos. On Erev Pesach, you are not allowed to get a haircut after chatzos. Why not Erev Pesach?
Carbon,
that's one pshat, right? The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Nun, Malchum Shinogu says...
There's two things. This is one, the Karbanos and Tzarcha Yomtov.
Right, so Rashi said, Tzarcha Yomtov, that Erev Pesach is very, very busy. You're busy baking matzahs, those who bake matzahs Erev Yomtov, you're busy doing cleaning out, bedigas chametz, cooking, there's so much going on, there's just no time. So if you're busy getting a haircut Erev Yomtov, after chatzos, then you're going to forget to do all the other things, so make sure you do it earlier in the day. Tosos there says, no, it's because of a carbon, the day of a carbon. What does it mean, day of a carbon? There's an amazing Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says that the day a person brings a carbon, it's a Yomtov. It's also the Bavli seems to indicate this in many places. So Yushalmi says, what? So Yushalmi says, if that's the case, so then we bring a carbon Talmud every single day. There should be an Isser Malacha every single day. We should all celebrate Yomtov. We should never go to work. So says, can't be the case. Why? Because the pasuk says, "Vasafta deganecha," you're supposed to go out and gather grains. Clearly, the pasuk says we're supposed to do work and work the farms and make money. That can't be the case. But then, Havamina is a fascinating Havamina that there should be an Isser Yomtiv every single day. So it says, tells us, so since they bring a carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach, that becomes a Yomtiv for every single person, and that's why there is an Isser Malacha on that day. Which is a very interesting thing, that the day of any type of person gives a carbon, it becomes a yomtiv. That's the idea also by a mishmar. For the Kohen who works, who's bringing the karbanos, it might also be some level of a yomtiv for the Kohen as well. So either way, Pesach, Erev Pesach is different. You should not get a haircut after Chatzos. Now, the Prima Gadim goes back and forth. Really, it should be before Mincha. Back and forth, it goes through the whole thing. In the end of the day, he said, L'chachila, it should be done before Chatzos. If not, you could even do it after Chatzos, if need be.
Doesn't have to be by a goy? Isn't a Jew not allowed to cut the guy's hair after Chatzos?
I think on Erev Yantif, I think you're allowed to. I think you're allowed to.
Even a Jew?
Yeah.
He's allowed to work?
Yeah. If the guy needs, if he needs money and the guy needs you, I think so. I could be wrong again, but I think so, though. So what about, now we've established that there's a mitzvah to get a haircut Erev Yantif. That's clear now. Shulchan Aruch says, mitzvah legalech Erev Yantif. If you can't do it Erev Yantif, do it as close as you can. What about Erev Yantif Acharon? Right? You got a very nice haircut Erev Yantif, and now comes the Shmi Atzeres, comes Shvi Shah Pesach. Should you get a haircut before the last day? So seemingly one should. Isn't that covered of the mitzvah l'rego? So there are a few different shittas here. It's a little bit confusing here. Hopefully you read this inside. If I go through all of them, I don't want to lose any of you. Tosafos Rush gives an explanation. The Meiri gives an explanation. Let's look at the Meiri's explanation as to why everyone agrees you cannot get a haircut on Erev Yantav Acharon, but let's just see why. So if you look at the base of Bechira number 11, this is the Meiri, in his second answer, if you read the last few lines, it says, Aval Chol HaMoed in the bold. Aval Chol HaMoed, Yesham Isser Malacha. The reason why, it's Chol HaMoed. There's an Isser Malacha to cut your hair. V'yafa pisha ikar iser bigiluach v'kibus mitaras knas, even though the real creation, the reason why they said you can't get a haircut during Chol HaMoed is really a knas, because we don't want you to come menuvel. It wasn't really malacha. Mikomakom hoil v'nesru, since the chacham say it's asr, it became nasu kishar malachos asuros bo shein chamishim matirasam. So in other words, there's a discussion which I didn't get involved in. A little of the background here is that we know that in Chol HaMoed there's a certain malachos that are mutter, certain malachos that are asr. There's a machlokas we shown whether those malachos are deraisa or derabanan. It's based on the sugin chagiga daf yud chesam aleph, that it's a one of those pesukim that kasam asr l'chachamim, a pasuk that was given over to the chachamim to decide what was asr, what was mutter. Some rishonim say since it was given to the chachamim, the malacha in Chol HaMoed is only derabanan. Others say no, it was the Torah, is the raisa concept. Chachamim were able to plug in when it works. Davar Avid, Tzar HaMoed, Simcha, Tzar, various seterim, when it's mutter, when it's asr, find the raisa derabanan. Which malachas fall into these categories? So if you listen to Tosafos here, I referred to before in Daf Yud Daled, he talks about whether or not giluach, cutting hair, is a malacha or not a malacha. Is that called a malacha? Kosev definitely is considered a malacha. Is cutting a haircut called a malacha? So that's part of the conversation in these Rishonim here. The Meiri says, really, it's not a malacha. Really, you can't get a haircut during Chol HaMoed. But they said they don't want you coming into Yantav looking bad, so the Chacham say you can't get a haircut during Chol HaMoed. So it says the Meiri, once the Chacham says Asr, so now it took on the status of being a malacha. Really, Meikar didn't, it's not a malacha, but it became a malacha midrabanan, really to preserve that knas. That's the Meiri's understanding. The Tos is written number 10, I'm not reading through this, calls it a malacha. He does think that getting a haircut is called a malacha during Chol HaMoed. Fine. So that's the conversation part of the background here.
But how could it not be a malacha? Then you'd be able to get your haircut on Shabbos. You can't do that.
No, Shabbos is different than Chol HaMoed.
No,
they're different.
It's called a malacha.
No. Not every malacha is asr on Chol HaMoed. It's called a malacha in terms of Shabbos, but not on Chol HaMoed. So look at number 12, the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says a fascinating point here. Chassam Sofer writes, Ulfiani as daiti, Isser shenesar mipnei kavod yantif, a Isser that was created because of kavod yantif, in order that they said you can't get a haircut during Chol HaMoed, to ensure you get a haircut before yantif, lo huter mipnei nivol. We don't undo that because of nivol, because I'm going to look disgusting before yantif. We don't do that. Shezehu kvodo sheyantif. Fascinating line. This is a kavod yantif. Sheyichanes beyantif acham minivol. That's a kiyum of kavod yantif, to look in to come into Yantav Achron looking disgusting, that's a keem of Kavod Yantav. So I read this. This reminded me of, I heard from Rav Nevensal once. Rav Nevensal says, one time, I don't know if this happened to him. I think it happened to him. If not, it was the idea was certainly true, that one time he was walking with Shabbos, and his hat flew off and fell into a pile of mud. And he picked it up, put it back on, and you can't clean something on Shabbos. So he walked to Davin at the Kosel with mud on his hat. Doesn't it take away from Shabbos? No, that's the Kavod Yantav. The fact that you can't fix it, you walk in maneuver that I dafka can't do anything and do malach on Shabbos, that itself is a kavod of Shabbos, even though there's mud all over the hat. Here too as well. It's a keem of Yantav Achron to come in looking maneuver, because since I can't shave to preserve the first day's kavod, therefore it's a keem of Kavod Yantav looking maneuver. Okay. So we'll stop here. I know it's a little early, I guess. We'll stop here. We did a lot of stuff today. And Nemir Tashem, next week we will pick up the conversation of getting a haircut during Chol HaMoed. Is there any heter for those who get a haircut where they really shave every single day? Are they allowed to shave during Chol HaMoed as well? That's a discussion found in the post.